This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How do you protect yourselves from shaitan and the evil eye, or perhaps jealousy, etc.?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have in the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam what's enough for us in terms of protection. And we find in many ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam teaches us that different surah in the Quran and different verses in the Quran, when a person recites them, bi-idhnillah, they are protected from the evil eye, from magic, from jinn, etc. And two or three of these surah, which are most powerful, mentioned in many ahadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam encourages us to read Suratul Ikhlas, Suratul Falaq, and Suratul Nas, the last three surahs in the Quran. And he mentions that the one who recites them, then these surahs are enough for this person. In fact, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite these surah, and he was taught the remedy by Jibreel alayhi salam. We also know when it comes to Ayatul Kursi, the one who recites Ayatul Kursi in the evening, then bi-idhnillah, he is safe from shaitan and Allah gives him a protector until he wakes up. Sometimes a person may say that I recite all my adhkar and I recite the last three surah in the Quran, I recite the last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah because I've read the virtue of them. However, at times I still feel that I'm not protected. And one of the answers to this is, just imagine if somebody who is not qualified had the latest piece of technology. Imagine this camera that's in front of you. Latest piece of technology somebody gave a person who is unqualified. They won't be able to use it. So similarly, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for you to benefit the most, you yourself have got to be a good person. Your heart has got to be clean. You've got to read these adhkar as well as these surah with conviction, believing that Allah jalla wa ala will protect you. Barakallahu feek.